Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so blessed to be able to spend time with you. Thank you so much that you come into the Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you love us so much and you want to educate us, train us, teach us so that we can become mature and we can be the salt and the light to our society, Lord. And we want to glorify your name, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit who will be teaching us in this session, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I would like to talk about living by a higher standard, the godly standard. I would like to start by reading Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2. You have been set apart as holy to the Lord your God, and He has chosen you from all the nations of the earth to be His own special treasure. The Bible says that after we are born again, we give our life to the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of our sin, we become children of God. And God set us apart from this world. And He has chosen us out of all the nations to be His own special treasure, His special nation. In other words, after we become a born-again Christian, we are a child of the living God. We are a child of the King of all kings. And also, we are the citizen of heaven. We have a new nationality that is the heaven. And we belong to the kingdom of God. The problem is that we are not in heaven right now. We're still living on this planet Earth. And in this world, while we are living here, we face the pressure from three things. Number one, from our own sinful nature that try to control us, to make us sin against God, or to walk ungodly ways. And also the second one is Satan and demons who control the world right now. And Satan put his ways into the world system. If you look around you in the world, Satan really controls the world. And a lot of things that people are doing in this world come from the system of darkness, such as corruption, pornography, or sexual immorality, or hatred, gossiping, jealousy, all kinds of these things, fighting, and taking advantage of one another. You can see all these things in the world system, in society. People respect those who have money and power instead of looking at the character and the quality of the spiritual life. People value money and always looking for material things. The world system is controlled by Satan. Therefore, these three things try to push us and constantly pressure us to squeeze into being like people in this world. The people in this world are common people. They do the same thing. People commit adultery. Other people follow their ways. People practice corruption, cheating. People do all kinds of things. They are common people in the world. But we are not common. We are in common. The world and Satan and the work of the flesh, the sinful nature, will try to squeeze us into doing what everyone else in the world is doing every single day. Therefore, after we read the book of Deuteronomy, we need to realize that we are not of this world. We are of the kingdom of God. We should not allow the thinking of the world, the system of the world, the way of the flesh and the way of Satan rub off on us. We should not let them rub off on us. We should follow the way of the kingdom of God. We are different from the world system here. Therefore, the Bible is saying to us that we are not common people. We are not like everyone else. We are set apart. We have been chosen by the Most High God. He has set us apart to become His special treasure, very valuable treasure, the citizen of heaven. We must be different from the people in the world. He gave us the Bibles to read so that we know the way of God. He gave us the Holy Spirit who dwells in us and on us so that He can give us power to live a holy life, to live in the way that we honor the Almighty God. When people around us see us, they will see God in us. Yes, we have responsibility to obey God, to make a decision to be uncommon, to be set apart, and to do the right thing. It takes courage and faith to be different from the people in the world. It takes courage to not compromise. People will try to make you feel weak and feel unaccepted because we don't go with the majority. We don't party with everyone. We don't take drugs and alcohol and smoking like them. We don't want to get involved in corruption, lying, gossiping, cheating the time of the company, and doing wrong thing. We don't gossip. We don't play politics. We don't manipulate anybody. We want to live a pure and holy life because we are the citizens of heaven and we are set apart by God to be holy people, peculiar people. The truth is, we are not weak. They may say we are weak because we don't follow them, but actually we are strong. We are uncommon. The people in the world around us may be giving in to temptation, doing things that we know that are not the best for their life. That is the enemy trying to deceive them to do those things, to follow the way of darkness. But for us, when the enemy tried to deceive us into being common, to sin, to do wrong things that follow the world system, we say no. No, 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 no. I have faith in Jesus. I am not a common person in the world. I am the citizen of heaven, and I am set apart to be special people for God. The devil knows that if we are like everyone else, it will keep us from becoming all we were created to be. Therefore, don't fall into the trap of the devil, but be uncommon. My brother and sister, God rewards those who honor Him, who follow Him, who live a holy life, who obey His commandments and set themselves apart from the way of the world. When you do that, God will honor you. God will lift you up. God will bless you. And God will bless your children and grandchildren to the thousand generations. And you shall have rewards in heaven. And in the long run, even though some of your friends walk away from you, they may not like you, but in the long run, God is the one who opened the right door for you. He will bring in the right people to your life. He will honor you, promote you, and He will also bless you. He will give you prosperity and honor. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16, the Bible says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, its strength, its quality, how can its saltiness be restored? It is not good for anything any longer, but to be thrown out and trodden underfoot by men." We use salt to preserve food. Salt is tasty. Therefore, God said that when we are in our home, in our company, at our school, in our classroom, wherever we go in the church, we preserve that place by being a good example, by living a holy life, the life that full of the fear of God, obey His commandments, and people look at us, they can see kingdom of God upon us. and they can taste the goodness of the Lord. They are preserved by our lifestyle. Verse 14, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do men light a lamp and put it under a peg measure, but on a lampstand, and it gives light too. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your moral excellence and your praiseworthy, noble, and good deeds, and recognize and honor and praise and glorify our Father who is in heaven. My brother and sister, God called us to be the light of the world. Therefore, we need to be different. We need to be uncommon, and we need to set our life apart from the way of the world. We need to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit. When we sin against God, we repent quickly and we say, no, no, no. I'm not going to do that way. I'm not going to follow the flow of this world. I'm going to do what is right in the eyes of God. I want to shine the light of God, and many people will come to know the Lord. In the book of Isaiah chapter 6, the Bible says that many people, their heart is hardened. Their ears shut off from the gospel because they don't see the good things. But the Bible also says in Isaiah 6, when they see your light, they see your saltiness, they see your holiness, their ears will be open to hear the gospel, and the heart will receive the love of God, and they shall be healed. Therefore, this is why we need to be a witness to others, not just by mouth, but by our lifestyle, the way we live. Leviticus chapter 11, verses 44 to 45. For I am the Lord your God. You must consecrate yourself. In other words, we make decision. I'm going to set myself apart from the things of the world, from the way of the world, and be holy. Live a holy life, righteous life. Don't sin. Don't get involved with the things of the world, because I am holy. So do not defile yourself with any of these small animals that scurry along the ground. So don't get involved in anything of this world, the dirtiness of this world. For I, the Lord, am the one who brought you up from the land of Egypt, that I might be your God. Therefore, you must be holy, because I am holy. Wow, this is a command of God. You must be holy. He is not making you. He is commanding you. Therefore, since I became a new believer 40 years ago, I decided to not lie, not gossip, not get involved in any kinds of corruption, manipulation, or taking advantage of my patience or loving money. I don't want to get involved with smoking, drinking, drugs, and adultery or sexual immorality. I want to live a holy life. I want to keep my heart pure, my hand clean, my mouth full of positive, blessing words that help people. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 18 to 19. And the Lord has declared this day that you are His peculiar people. When you follow the way of God and you don't follow the system of the world, other people will look at you as strange, peculiar, uncommon. As He promised you, and you are to keep all His commandments, we need to know the Bible, follow the Word of God, and He will make you high above all nations which He has made in praise and in fame and in honor, and that you shall be the holy people to the Lord your God as He has spoken. My brother and sister, when you live a holy life, you fear God, you love God, you set yourself apart, God is going to lift you up. God is going to honor you in society. You will be seen by people and they will be jealous of you. You shall be so evident in society that, wow, this man, this woman is very different. You will stand out before other people. Your boss is going to see you and give you promotion. You are going to be blessed by God. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 26, 18, 19, another version say, also today the Lord has proclaimed you to be His special people. You are special. You are not just a common people. Just as He promised you that you should keep all His commandments and that He will set you high above all nations which He has made, in praise, in name, and in honor, that you may be a holy people to the Lord your God just as he has spoken. This is from New King James Version. Let me read the last scripture here. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. But you are a chosen generation. Who shows you? God. I'm glad I was born as a Thai man. But I was chosen by God. Now I am a citizen of heaven. The Almighty God, the creator of the universe, chose me out of the nation. A royal priesthood. I am the priest of God. You are the priest of God. You serve God. You live a life of servant of God. And you are not just normal priest, but you are royal priest. You're the priest to the King of all kings. And holy nation. You are not sinning nation. You are not a sinful nation. You are not a wicked nation. You are the holy nation, a peculiar people that you should show forth the presence of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. My brother and sister, we are walking in the light and we're going to shine the light of God in this dark and dying world. In conclusion, I would like to encourage you and challenge you to set yourself apart, consecrate yourself, decide to hate sin and love righteousness, to walk a holy life, to repent of your sin. Study the Bible, not just for head knowledge of the Greek or Hebrew, but you study the Bible so that you know the way of God and you obey and follow the way of God. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that you can live a holy life, because the Holy Spirit will sanctify you, purify you, strengthen you, empower you to be the holy people of God. And what happened? God is going to promote you, honor you, lift you up, bless you, prosper you. God is going to bless your children to the thousand generations, and you're going to have a lot of rewards in heaven because you choose to be the special treasure of God. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much that you not only chose us, but you set us apart to be your special treasure. Lord, we are not going to be pressured into compromising, into sin, into wickedness, but we're going to follow your way. We're going to be special people to you. We're going to be the salt and the light of the world for you, Lord, for your glory, so that people can see your light. We want to be your ambassador on this planet Earth. Lord, we are not going to live like everyone else. We are not going to live by the worldly standard, but we're going to use your high standard. And we believe that we will see the uncommon blessing, the uncommon favor, the uncommon promotion, and the uncommon prosperity that other people don't have, because you're going to bless us because we obey you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. God bless you. I believe you're going to put this teaching into practice, and the Lord will smile at you, bless you, and put his hand upon you. God bless you. Thank you so much. Pastor Dan, I loved you and want to see you are blessed by the Lord. Amen.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. Now, would you ever